Okay, good evening. Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. We are holding, we did the toast yesterday. So we are now ready to move on to the next thing, Eisvei. So 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down, something like that, 7, 8 lines down. Yeah. There it says Eisvei. Give me 1 second though. Okay, so the Gemara asks, "Eisvei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rava." So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he asks Rava. This is where we're going to see that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is going to challenge the whole idea of using Baalei Chayim, somebody who's alive. The concept of being able to use that as a mechitza, surely it doesn't work, because we've learned as follows. It says, "Nofal Doifna." If the wall of a sukkah falls, right, if the wall of a sukkah falls, lo ya'amid bo adam behima vekelim, a person should not put in the breach there. We're talking about where there's a breach which is going to, well, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem later on, and then ensuing Gemara's, we're talking about a breach which,
more than 10,
oh, in other words, it puzzles the sukkah then, right? We're talking about, so there's a significant gap. To the extent that it passes the sukkah, although as I said, that will be qualified in coming Gemaras. So yamid boh adam behemah v'kelim, a person should not put in the breach a human being, an animal, or kelim. Don't put those there. But this is talking about on Yom Tov, by the way, yeah, on Yom Tov or Shabbos. So past just this, the reason is why, because it will be boneh, right? It's all boneh. Yeah?
But when it goes out to Tukum, you can use Odom to make a pizza. And it's not Boina. When we had that case where he went out of Tukum too much, the Hasidim were allowed to make. So why is that not Boina?
In which case? We're going to talk about that. That's exactly the point. At the moment, that's exactly what we're asking. Right? But it's. This was the raya that Tosfos brought to the bottom of Mem Gimel on the base, that the girsa over there had to be Yosef Rava Kami Boyele, that Rava was the one who was wondering about this. There's a Gemara behind you. There's Erevin behind you. Sorry, behind you. There's a Gemara there. That, third one. That's the one. Rava must have been the one wondering what the Shaila of Rav Chista was. Was the Shaila of Rav Chista to be passing on Rav Gamliel or not? Or was the Shaila of Rav Chista to do with is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer or not? Right, those were the two possibilities. There should have been a third possibility, which is, like you're saying, Bichlal, are you allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Right? Apparently that wasn't even a question there. That wasn't even an option as being, that's maybe what Rav Chista was wondering. Why, what's going on? The Teretz is, says Tosfos, not like our Girsa. It's something which perhaps we still have to answer. Our Girsa, where we have Rav Nachman Yitzchak was the one who was wondering. Yeah? So Tosfos says, no, it was Rava who was entertaining these two possibilities. Rava, there wasn't a third possibility. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is the one who asks over here, but hold on a second. What's going on over here? You've got an Issa to make a mechitza, albeit with human beings, but that's also considered an act of, call it boina, on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Right? That's the question over here. So again, we've learned in this price, it says, if the wall of a sukkah collapses, yeah, it's about 10 lines down or so, mem dalad om adalav. So, lo yamid bo odom behemo v'kelim, a person should not put in the breach an animal, behemo or kelim, right, utensils. But lo yizkov es hamito, one shouldn't straighten up a bed. In other words, if you've got a bed in the sukkah, don't stand the bed up and put it in the breach. Lifros oleh hasodim, to spread a sheet over it. Okay, we're going to see in the next price, you'll see a little bit more about why you would do it with a sheet. And this is, you'll have to wait for the Gemara's really over the page where it'll explain what's going on in terms of the sheet and mesim and all these things. But for Divina, we're just talking about the idea, don't try and be makshe the sukkah on Yom Tov. lefi she'ein oisin oyel arai batzichilo b'yom tov. Because one's not allowed to make, even though it's just a temporary ohel, right? Even though it's only a temporary ohel, one's not allowed to make it on Yom Tov. Ve'ein tzorich loymar, and I don't need to tell you that you can't make it b'Shabbos on Shabbos. So what do you see from this? You see that in that list we said, don't put a human being there. So you see that building a mechitza using a human being is
building an ohel.
It's boina. It's boina.
But we've already seen boina. Okay. So just answering the boina. They said originally it's boina. No, the Rav said it.
Apparently that was never an issue. We want to know why not. Why was no one worried about that? Don't tell me there's no boina with human beings. There is. We've got this price which says so. Yeah. That's the question. So he responded, Omale. So Rava said back to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he said to him, At Omar Tli Meho, you said to me from that brisa, i.e. you're claiming that there is an Isser of Boina with human beings, V'ano Amin Olach Meho, and I will answer you from the following brisa, where it clearly indicates that there is no Isser of Boina making mechitzas with human beings. What does this brisa say? The exact opposite of the previous brisa. Oyser Odom Eschaveira Dofen, a person can make his friend into a wall, in order that he should be able to eat, drink, v'yoshin, or sleep in the sukkah. Those are the three main mitzvahs in the sukkah. So in other words, you want to sit in your sukkah, you want to have your meal, but it's missing a wall. So you say to your friend, can you stand there? By standing there, that will be machshir the sukkah. Shabbos, Yom Tov, no problem, you can do so. You can also put a bed there.
Lift the mattress up.
Mattress, the whole bed, turn it, stand it up and put it there. The yifris or lehol sodin. Now again, why this is coming in, you have to wait till we over the page, Bezal Hashem, but it says you can spread a sheet over it. In order that the sun doesn't hit somebody who's a mace there, or food. Bekitzer, if it's very, very hot and sunny there, so you want to create some sort of shade. So you stand the bed up and then spread a sheet over it, sort of outwards, to create some sort of canopy over the mace or the food. No problem, you're allowed to do that. So Bekitzer, what do you see from this brisa? That making a mechitza with a human being is not an act of boina which is forbidden or Shabbos on Yom Tov. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, I've got a brisa which says it's also. Rava says, okay, very good. I've got a brisa which says it's mutter.
What's the Yitzchok mean?
To stand it up, literally straighten it.
No, but the Yishter,
you say every morning, Zokev Kavufin. He straightens up the bet.
No, I'm just wondering where the mace came into it.
So I said to you, I have to wait till over the page as to why. Why we're talking about a mace there? Should be a little bit of a clue as to what's going on in this price.
You're allowed to bring a Shabbat anyway.
What?
What is a met?
Met, yeah.
Met mitzvah, you bring it anyway. Don't need the arrow, don't need anything.
No, he's moksa.
Huh?
Moksa.
Yeah, but we know that from David HaMelech.
I know, it's with a...
He said you just do it because you do it, the klavim and this, and so you're moving it.
With a kikar on it.
But that's not the whole idea of the Arab thing, they have this, with the Sefer Torah, they just put sheet and they just put...
Yeah, that's the Sefer Torah.
It's a human...
Yeah, correct, but this
sounds Shabbat anyway.
Correct, but this is Muktzah. So therefore, since there's an Eitzah...
Was the sheet, not Muktzah?
No.
When they put the sheet to bring the Sefer Torah to the synagogue, the sheet wasn't Muktzah.
No.
It wasn't there to make Me'eruv anyway.
It doesn't matter, but the sheet, again, depending on what the maskana...
The sheet was made...
Yeah, but the maskana, we said the sheets were actually there.
And they were there beforehand?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So but even without that, they're bed sheets, let's say. I don't know, bed sheets or something like that, so they're not Muktzah.
Yeah, for the bed, not for the bed sheet. No, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but once you've got a uterus, you're allowed to move your shirt to put it somewhere, it's all right. Yeah? You're going to say?
No.
So, okay, divided, we don't yet know why the mace
is
coming in.
The tumah.
Not because of the tumah. Okay. So, the Gemara says, Kashyon Ahadoti. Okay, let's just pause there for a second. Obviously, we're saying that, quite clearly, the two brises are a kash on one another. One says mutter, one says osu. So it's very nice. Rav is saying, okay, but I've got a brisa which says there's no problem. You've got a brisa which says there is a problem. I've got a brisa which says there's not. Okay, very good. But what do we do with the stira and the brisas? We still got to be miyashiv the brisas, and then we'll be able to understand why there is no problem in the case of Nehemiah with the setting up using the people to make the mechitzas. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nofal Doifno. It's the first narrow line in Rashi. So, Nofal Doifno Shel Sukkah. Its wall fell, says what's its wall? Shel Sukkah of a Sukkah. So, the wall of the Sukkah collapsed. So, we said, that this first Raisa says, don't put an Odom there, don't put a Behema there, don't put Kaden there. The Lo Yisko for Samita. Don't stand up the bed, Shiyish Dabar Sukkah, that you've got in the Sukkah there. Can I get up here, sir? Don't stand there opposite the breach. Even though de la merci kebinyan, it doesn't look like building. Why not? The domek miskavin if anis lo mokum le revach hasukah, because the domek, because it looks like kemiskavin, like your intention is lefanis lo mokum, is just to clear a spot le revach hasukah for the spread. You know, you want some room in the sukkah. That's what it looks like. Afilo hochi, even so, also it is forbidden.
It's like putting a bench.
Sort of, but this is actually, it's a different malacha. This is an act of baina.
To make a digging, you're just doing it. Yeah, so you're...
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That's another reason for it.
So, v'koshe lahanoch d'shoru l'asus mechitza shabinei odom b'shabas. You see, I think what Rashi wants with that is, Rashi's coming to... at least explaining the Habamina stage. Because remember, we said that the case of Nehemiah, we've mentioned it, we haven't officially really covered this, is coming in the ensuing Gemara, but the people who are making the Mechitza, they don't know they're making a Mechitza. That's the rule. We officially don't know that yet, but we do, right? We know that the people who are coming there, they think they're coming there, I don't know, to play some sort of game. They've been told to line up. That's all they've been told to do. They've been told, somebody gave them some excuse. They say, why do you want us here? All will be revealed. So they come there just thinking they've been asked to line up. That's actually going to be the key to the heter, is because they're the ones who are making the mechitza, and they don't know they're making a mechitza. So bichlal, they don't know it. It doesn't look like it. It could be just they're coming there because they've been asked to line up. So that's why they're coming there. Oh, but a mice, they're making a mechitza. Doesn't matter, we said that's mutter. Well, here as well, the same thing in this brisa. You've got Zoke Vesamita. It doesn't look like that's why he's doing it. It looks like you just want a clear space. So, I'll put it in that space there. Doesn't look like my intention is to build. Sof kol sof, if you make a mechitza, it's forbidden.
Is it a case that's similar in a sense in terms of neither?
Correct. Although the mice, the kash is from the Odom. The mice, the kash is still from the Odom. So I take that back. I don't think that's the only reason Rashi's saying it.
I had just thought, in a sense, it's obvious that the people are there as mechitza. There's no sort of other reason. Whereas in the cave with the bed is the plans of some other.
If it was obvious, then it wouldn't it wouldn't work.
Never come home. It shouldn't be able to make the Odom. That's the way I read it.
As I said, I don't think that's the main point that Rashi wants, because if that is the main point, then why he's saying it, then but where's the kasha from? We're asking it from Odom, we're not asking it from the case for Lo Yiskev and Samita. It's from the fact that it says Lo Yamid or Odom. Yeah, but he's I think
he's making a point with that, and that's why I thought that's how you say it. Is it the person who's getting hanoch from the mechitza who is?
Just one thing. The fact that he does finish off the kosher hanoch to shor elas mechitza shol, you know, the mishav, it does sound like he wants that nekuda is coming into the kosher. You have to think about that a little bit. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Is it the person who's getting hanoch from the mechitza, the one who's doing the issa, or is it the person who's created the mechitza for the person who like with the mattress? If somebody who's not using that sukkah lifted up the mattress, and all of a sudden now it becomes a cushion sukkah, I can go in and eat there. I'm not responsible for what's happened.
Here as well. The issa is the
with
people
the Hasidim or the people making the line, they're not responsible for what's happened.
Yes, they are.
But so,
they are.
Why?
If they knew about it.
No, I'm saying without knowing about it, when they don't know.
That's really the answer. So therefore, there's no issue whatsoever. If anyone's going to have a problem, it's going to be the people who are coming there, they're walking into position.
They're having hanor.
No. The people who are making the mechitza, i.e. the people who are standing there.
But I'm allowed to pick up a mattress.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to make it into a mechitza.
So that's what I'm trying to say. So if I pick up a mattress for
But you're not picking up the people. You're just asking them to go.
So you
may be machshel them.
When you ask them to
if there would be an issa, if there's an issa on you, it's because you're being machshel them. But the ones who are making the mechitza.
Somebody in the line knows why you're telling them to go.
Then maybe the ones who's zicha who got the problem. If they don't know why they're going, alat sad that will be a problem, which we're saying it's not. But alat sad, at the moment we're trying to argue that it should be a problem, the problem would be the person who stands there. I mean, I'm not picking him up and putting him there. He's walking into position.
So
I'm being machshel him by asking him to go there.
Is, the mechita is basically not working as a mechita. So it's not working. If somebody knows, or the Hasidim know, or whoever doing it know that the mechita is there for a reason, it's deport. It's not happening.
So it doesn't mean necessarily that it doesn't work. We'll see. The Rashi learns. It comes under an issa bina. It sounds like from Rashi.
And that wouldn't work.
But the work could be an issa. So I suppose you'd have to say that I don't want it to work, because otherwise it'd be an issa bina. I mean, I don't know how you split the two. Okay, we'll see. Bezaz Hashem in due course. Okay, next Rashi. Kadesh Yechal v'yishte v'yoshin. In order that he can eat, drink, or sleep. So Rashi wants to know why you're talking about these three activities. So Rashi, because Ikka Mitzvah Shal Sukkah, the Ikka Mitzvah Sukkah is B'gimel Devarim Halolim, with these three things. In other words, yes, there is a mitzvah to stump sit in the sukkah, make a phone call in the sukkah, relax in the sukkah, speak in the sukkah. It's all part of the mitzvah. But
they're all good for me.
No, more than that. It's not a chiyuv per se. It's not an issa for me to speak outside the sukkah. It's not an issa for me to take a walk out of the sukkah. It is an issa for you to eat outside the sukkah. It's an issa to you to drink if it's part of a kavias, right? Potentially, yes, it's an issa to sleep outside the sukkah, unless you've got one of the peturim for any of these things. But these are the three activities where there is an issa to do it outside of the sukkah. These are the ikka mitzvah of sukkah. So Rava said back to him, okay, you've got that brisa, I've got this other brisa. This brisa says it's mutter to straighten up the bed. Almos, you see, shori, it is permitted. Uparchinon, and we ask, kashon ahadodi, that it seems to be a stira between the two brisas. Just one second. As I said, I do wonder whether Rashi learns that the kasha was actually not from Odom for some reason.
Not from?
From Odom.
On Odom.
From Odom. The first Brisa talked about putting an Odom in place.
Ah.
The Pashtus is without Rashi, I understood, and that's Zich is the Pashtus in the Sukkah, is it says, when the wool falls, do not put an odom there. So you see, putting an odom there is an issa of mechitza. So he responded, Rava responded, yeah, but I've got a braisa which says, oisa odom es chaver, you can't put an odom there, so it's fine. I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but the fact that Rashi, there's no mention of odom in all these Rashis of the odom of the braisa. He comments on the v'lo yizke v'samita, and then when he brings the other braisa, it's v'yizke v'samita. It sounds almost as if Rashi's learning, I didn't ask for the Odom because I realized it could be a chiluk with the Odom. Because that could be an Odom. I asked him, can you please stand there to be Machshir the Sukkah? Well, that's not the case over here. That's why the Kasha is not so much from the Odom. The Kasha is, I'm showing you from the case of Reyesko Vesamita, maybe it's a combination. I've seen in the Brisa Odom is a problem of Mechitza. Yeah? And even if you want to say, yeah, but there's a difference, he knows what he's doing. Here it's just memela, it's a mechitza. Well, from the mitzvah I can see that even if that doesn't look like I'm making a mechitza, something which is shayach to make a mechitza from, which I've shown you in Odom is, the lo yiskevedam, his mitzvah is obviously is, it doesn't matter whether it looks like that's your kavanah or not, it's forbidden.
What do you mean Rashi's not? I mean the two brises.
Again. Pashtas, you simply look at the brisa and you say, what's the kasha over here? So it says Odom.
And they contradict each other.
Right.
Right, so what's Rashi not? Why is Rashi doesn't that? Rashi's saying these two prices would bring the Odom as they both bring Odom, the prices.
Right.
You can't make a mechita out. They both mention Odom.
Oh.
So Rashi must be including Odom.
So I'm saying to you, now I realize that. What is the kasha from? When Rav Nachman Weizler asked the kasha from the first brisa, what is he asking from? Just that first line in the brisa? What do I need? Which part of the brisa do I need for the kasha? Just that first line or the whole brisa?
Just the first line.
Oh, I would have said the same. So what's Rashi's whole arichus in V'lo Yizkofes HaMitzvah? Stam Rashi's coming to explain the brisa? Could be. But it's very interesting, he's got a whole arichus. And then after giving that arichus, he says, so what's the heter to build the mechitza with people? And when he brings the other brisa, you could just say, okay, it's the last part. But again, he says, V'Yizkofes HaMitzvah, Almol Shori. The raya is from V'Yizkofes HaMitzvah. He doesn't even quote the part of the brisa Odom to show that it's mutter. He just quotes the part of the Yizkofes HaMitzvah. Why, what's going on? So that's what we're suggesting, that it's not just from the Odom part. Because if you ask me just Odom, right, you come along and you say, yes. He says, you can't put an Odom there. I'll say, well, obviously not, because you've asked Odom to go and be Machshir or Sukkah. So that's forbidden, and a Chalami. That's not what we're doing over here.
We're just
asking people to please, can you just stand in line here? They don't know what they're doing. They're the ones who are making the mechitza. They don't know what's going on. They're just standing in line because they've been asked to make a form. I don't know, we want to do a social experiment, right? So they stand in line. That's all they think they're doing. When they come, that's what they're doing it for. And yet, so therefore you'll say that's why it's mutter. That's why I bring the case of a Yizkofes HaMitzvah. I see from the beginning of the Brisa, yes, Odom performs a mechitza, fine. But shteit for the Yizkofes HaMitzvah. Now, when you're Zokofes HaMitzvah, doesn't look like I'm doing it alt boina. But the fact is, you are being machshir the sukkah. So it's a problem. So too over here. They're doing it alt social experiment. But the fact is, they are making a mechitza for this guy to be able to walk throughout.
There's enough commitment between the two Brisas.
I realise, because the second rice doesn't quote a part of Behemoth Canaan. But at the end of the day, which part of the part of that makes.
Not so much Behemoth Canaan. It gives a reason. In the second rice, it says, Kadesha Yachal V'Yishta V'Yishon. Then it brings V'Yizkofes HaMitzvah. So here, we're not including it in the Issa of what's the reason for the first Mechita. So it's definitely for a different reason, V'Yizkofes HaMitzvah. And then they say because.
Okay, what you're saying is good because the Gemara is going to be medayik these really things later on. Very good, very good. Okay.
Includes it within the Israel.
Very good. The Gemara is going to be medayik these different things later on. And that's very, very good. As I said, I'm pretty convinced that is what Rashi wants here. And I'm almost sure that Rashi is answering this answer something along the way. I can't pinpoint yet what. But I have more than a sneaky feeling this is another classic of Rashi, where Rashi has thrown in something which you could just read straight over Rashi and miss the point. Rashi is almost answering something, I'm not sure yet what. The kasha is not just from the Odom. And I don't know, because this is what we should be looking out for as we go, whether we can answer our girsa earlier. Because our girsa was that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was the one who said, what was the Shiloh of Rav Chisda? Was it to do with Rabbi Gamliel or was it to do with Rabbi Eliezer? So Tosfos, but there's a third possibility. You yourself are going to ask after, are you allowed to make a mechitza with these people? Right? I don't know. As of yet, I don't think there's enough to answer it, though, because, okay, fine, it's not to do with whether mechitza or Odom works or whether... there does seem to be something more.
And then Rashi gives the lo yizkof is a mitzvah, the first one. It looks like he should be giving that answer because of the lo miskab, the dover miskabin if noise and mokom. That should come in the second. The yizkof is a mitzvah. It should come in the second one. It's not.
That's why it's takabutza though.
Yeah. So why does he use that in the first explanation of yizkof and mitzvah?
No, that's the chiddush. It's saying below yizkov is hamitzah, even though it doesn't look like bone, it looks like you just want to clear space. Even so, it's also because the fact is you are creating a mechitza. That's the chiddush. Therefore, says Rashi, what's the heter to make the mechitza with the people? Don't tell me because it doesn't look like bone. It looks like they're doing a social experiment. That's what they all think they're doing. So what? When Yizokiv is Amit, it also doesn't look like he's doing it for a mechitza. Even though, this is already going into the answer that comes later on, there is a fundamental difference, and that is, you can see, I don't care what it looks like. You are putting it there in order to be machshir the sukkah. These people are not going there to create the mechitza, they're going there for a social experiment. They have no clue why they've been asked to go there.
Well, the Adam.
Yeah. In the case of the over here. We said yesterday, by the way, and it makes a lot of sense. Subsequently realise where they're there, that's fine, as long as they don't move somewhere else. Because when they made the mechitza, they didn't know why they were doing it. Okay. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. Kedei shelo tipal chama al hames. We said in the second brisa that you can straighten up the bed, put a sodden over it in order to protect the mace or the eichlen from the sun. That which we say in Perek Kira, the third Perek of Shabbos. Ein oisin mechitza lemace, bishril mace. We're not allowed to make a mechitza for a mace because of the mace. Right? It says before that you're not allowed to make a mechitza for a mace on Shabbos. And here we are.
What do you mean, bishril mace? Bishril mace. What do you mean bishvil meis? What do you mean?
If you do it for a different reason, then it's takamoto.
So what? How is the meis benefiting from what you're doing? I mean, how can you do something for a meis
without it being bishvil meis? Very simple. Yeah. You do it for yourself, quote unquote for yourself, and then a few minutes later you move. You leave. And you leave the mechitza there. That's what he's about to quote.
And what does the mace... What's
basically, if there's a mace there, you're not allowed to just bring along a sheet and make a mechitza for the mace. That's what it's saying. Yeah. Right? So what's going on over here?
That you are allowed to do.
Oh. So, the shori hoch, that which permits over here, hainu, that is, can the mefarish shosim, like he explains over there, that boin b'nei odin, people come along, v'yishma b'tzid v'churu, and they sit next to it, etc. Basically, you're not doing it Bishvil mace. What are you doing? What it says over there is that this. You say, the mace is there. So you say, fine, you sit down next to the mace doing shmiru. Right, doing shmiru. That's what we're doing. Right. So you sit there. Oh, it's very, very hot. So you know what? It's very hot. I want to create a canopy for myself. So off we go. We bring along the sheet. Hold the sheet up in place. You put the bed there because you've got to do it in the reverse order. Put it there. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now we can sit and do shmiru. 3 minutes later, say, you know what, we don't need to stay here all day for Shmira, off you go. Ah, would you believe it? Now the mace has got the canopy. That's all right. Even though it's one big haroma.
Why has it not been a bone for me to sit there and build it for myself?
Ah, because that's not the mace. If you do it in the right way, that could be mutter. Depends how you do it. If you do it in the right way, you do it in the first order, there are ways you're allowed to do it.
But why is that not
boneless? Because that's halacha. If you do it in the reverse order, it's mutter.
But according to the first price, that would be boneless. Even for me.
No, the first price is because of the sukkah. The issa is because you're being machshir the sukkah.
I'm not building a mechitza. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So that's what's going on over here. This other brisa, I'm doing because I want to be able to eat. It happens to be that it will, act as a canopy for the mace. That's all right. That'll be like an offshoot.
to relate specifically.
Yeah.
So in any normal situation, you wouldn't have a canopy or whatever it is next to you.
If you do it in the right way, it doesn't mean you can just build any canopy you want. You've got to do it in the reverse order, and you hold it up. And you
just the way you do it.
It's like when you if you want to put a table together as well, the same thing. You've got to hold the parts up and slide the legs underneath. You've got to do it in the reverse order. I'm not talking about the ones where you do as a where it's folding, because there's no problem. The ones where you actually have to put pieces in.
I mean, just to build the table.
If there's an issue of oil there, it could be if you've got ones where you've got to put the pieces in very, very tight, there could be other issues. But just missing the issue of oil, then you have to do it in the reverse order.
So like when you extend the table.
Again,
you're putting another piece on top.
Putting another sleeve in?
Yeah, so they're always separate, and then you're adding.
It depends. If it's one which is sort of fixed, you know, one of the where you open and it folds out, and that's much simpler. Where you're actually having to take a piece and put it in, potentially. Those sheets are a good tefah.
No, underneath it. I think the tefah.
Yeah, but you have a full tefah to the ground. Is it? No, I want those.
I'm not sure.
There's a shida, because again, is it an oil has to be you're doing it to protect underneath. If it's literally a table, you're not using it anywhere underneath, it could be a different story. On the other hand, you could put things underneath the table as
it's going to be problematic.
It will depend as well, because also if you're putting a leaf in and then you close it and it's a proper tight fitting, you can also have other issues of not much of a partition. No, that wouldn't be a problem, because that it's made to take in and out. You do it for this meal, then you every week we build it and then we take it apart. And it's like Shabbos, so it's constantly making it bigger, smaller. That's it. Yahadik. That's what. Yeah. But again, I had that as a slight sophic hour. I don't think it is, though. It's not that tight. It's not like maybe. But no, the ones where it's sort of not a mechanism there, it's sort of all fixed. Yeah, that's the best. That's for sure. It's not a shayla.
You've got one that it's all attached. You're not.
That's fine. That's for sure. It's correct. That's perfect. That's for sure. It's fine. I think even to put the sections, even if you literally put a thing, I don't think is a problem. I think what we did once when we had to didn't close it fully, so you really have this slight gap. Because my only shida was because you have to push it to get it quite. I'm not sure whether that goes into mahadik. Maybe yes, maybe not. So that was the. Okay, well, if you don't, then you're fine anyway. Yeah. I'm not saying therefore it's automatically a problem either. As far as I don't think it is. I don't think it is. But okay. So Verima Farish, the Re explains, the Hocha that over here, have a Shapir Bishvil Chai, there's no problem, it's Zicha, it's because of the living, it's not for the mace. Why? Shem Yasriya Chameis, Yitztorchu Lotzis Min Asukah. If the mace begins to decompose, then you're going to have to leave the Sukkah. So, are you building the Mechitza for the mace, or are you building the Mechitza for the living? It's for the living.
I don't understand the mace is moksa,
is it covered a mace or something? No, like Shaltiel said, there are ways to move the mace.
Yeah.
You put a kicker on there, etc.
Yeah, sometimes if you had a sheet in front of it, and it could actually decompose, is it covered a mace?
Doesn't look, it's not.
It's a mace. Yeah. This could be Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can move it.
Either day Goyim, depending on whether it's Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. For Kvura, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it may have to be either day Goyim. Yep. Okay. So Bekitza, we have a stira now between these two brises. So let's just see the beginning of the answer. The Gemara answers, so we're halfway down, line begins with Kashana Dodi. And we answer, loy kasha, it's not a problem. Hor Rabbi Eliezer, hor Rabbono. One is Rabbi Eliezer, and the other one is the Rabbono. Meaning to say, as we're going to see, this is by way of introduction to what we're about, you know, we see it, in fact, now let's see this part. It's not because it's been taught in a Mishnah. Pekek hachaloin, if you got a window stopper. What that means to say is, in times gone by, windows didn't have like this, a sheet, you know, pane of glass. It was just literally a hole in the wall. Or according to Rashi, we're talking about skylights. We'll see about Zashem. It's just a hole in the ceiling. So what did you do when you didn't want the cold air?
There's a window.
Oh, you just block it up, right? But I must tell you, one of the people in Nate's, I overheard, and they were discussing this. Sounds like he's got such a thing. They were busy discussing yesterday. They literally, it sounds like he picks up a piece and he puts it into, slots it in. It's not attached. And he picks it up and he puts it into, I'm not sure whether it's, it doesn't, I don't think it's literally a hole in the wall, yeah. But it's probably more like you've got a window, and then it sounds like you put, maybe it's like effectively a security thing. Is it?
It's quite common, yeah. Old houses, yeah, usually they're attached.
I'll ask him to make the cow go wherever you want. He's got a picture of it. I better stop there, but what's his name?